This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Wiser settles with former Adams Broomfield CASA director who took $99,000 in donor-funded tuition scheme. Lindsay Salas submitted altered and fabricated University of Denver tuition invoices over 9 months, then collected the overpayments as direct refunds. After leaving CASA, she was hired as a deputy commissioner at the State Behavioral Health Administration, which placed her on administrative leave only after the Attorney General action went public. Ooh. Colorado Attorney General Phil Wiser announced a civil settlement Wednesday with Lindsay Salas, the former executive director of CASA of Adams and Broomfield counties, after a state investigation found she illegally obtained approximately $99,000 by submitting altered and entirely fabricated University of Denver tuition invoices to the children's nonprofit she ran. Under the consent judgment filed the same day in Denver District Court, Salas will pay $66,000 to the state over 6 years, money the Colorado Attorney General's office will return to CASA of Adams and Broomfield counties. A $125,000 judgment is suspended so long as she meets the payment schedule and complies with the other terms. Salas is also barred for 5 years from holding most charitable financial or fundraising roles, including handling charitable contributions or having primary responsibility over a nonprofit's finances. Attorney General Wiser said in a statement, "This case is a clear example of the harm that occurs when someone abuses the public's trust in charitable giving. Coloradans who donate to nonprofits deserve to know their contributions are used honestly and as intended, and nonprofit organizations should be able to trust that their employees do not misuse charitable funds." How the scheme worked. Salas began working for CASA of Adams and Broomfield counties in August 2013 and was promoted to executive director in April 2015, according to the complaint filed by the Attorney General's office. The CASA chapter is one of 18 local affiliates of Colorado CASA, a statewide network whose volunteers are recruited, trained, and supervised by local nonprofits to advocate for abused and neglected children whose cases move through the courts. In or around 2021, one of the chapter's top donors offered to pay for Salas to pursue a graduate degree, the complaint states. The donor and Salas never signed a written agreement. Salas enrolled at the University of Denver in 2022 to pursue a master's degree in business administration, and the CASA board approved both the program and the donor-funded arrangement. Under the legitimate structure, the University of Denver billed Salas. Salas submitted the invoice to CASA. CASA paid the University of Denver and invoiced the top donor, and the donor reimbursed CASA. The mechanism that the Attorney General's office says Salas exploited grew out of a one-time accounting event. In 2023, Salas received a $5,000 University of Denver scholarship. Because her tuition had already been paid, the scholarship sat as a surplus on her student account, and in January 2024, the university transferred the $5,000 directly to her. State attorneys wrote in the complaint that Salas first tried to return the money so it could be applied to a future invoice, then spent it for personal purposes. Now aware that the University of Denver would refund any surplus in her student account to the defendant directly, the defendant began altering invoices that she submitted to CASA. From 2023 through 2024, Salas submitted 3 altered University of Denver invoices, each time inflating the amount due above what the university had actually billed. The complaint continues. Eventually, the defendant stopped altering invoices and started creating invoices out of thin air. State attorneys say Salas then submitted 3 completely fraudulent invoices, each for approximately $19,900, for tuition that was not owed. CASA paid each of those invoices to the University of Denver. Because Salas's student account had a zero balance, the university issued the resulting refunds directly to Salas. In total, the Attorney General's office says, she received approximately $99,000 in overpayment refunds and used the money for personal purposes. The covered conduct runs from approximately November 2023 through July 2024. What the consent judgment does and does not do. The single civil claim in the complaint is a violation of the Colorado Charitable Solicitations Act, which the state says is also a violation of the Colorado Consumer Protection Act. The stipulated consent judgment sets a specific payment schedule. Solace owes $30,000 within 7 days of the agreement's effective date and $6,000 by May 1st of each year from 2027 through 2032. The full $125,000 judgment is suspended so long as she stays current and complies with the 5-year ban on charitable financial roles. The agreement applies only to the state's civil claims. By its own terms, it does not preclude any other potential legal action, including criminal liability or other civil or administrative claims that fall outside the conduct it covers. The Attorney General's office did not announce any criminal referral. An attorney for Solace did not respond to a request for comment from the Broomfield Enterprise, which reported the case Thursday. Charles W. Elliott of Denver is designated as the recipient of notices to Solace in the consent judgment. State hire after CASA. After leaving CASA, Solace was hired as a deputy commissioner at the Colorado Behavioral Health Administration, the cabinet-level agency the General Assembly created in 2022 to coordinate the state's behavioral health system. The Colorado Sun reported Wednesday that the Behavioral Health Administration had placed Solace on administrative leave. The agency's public leadership and structure page does not list her by name. It is unclear when officials at the Behavioral Health Administration or in Governor Jared Polis's office first learned that Solace was under investigation by the Attorney General. The investigation began in 2025, according to the consent judgment. Behavioral Health Administration spokesperson George Lahmeyer told the Colorado Sun in an email Thursday, "We take any form of fraud very seriously and find this information very alarming. While these events occurred before the employee worked at the agency, the Behavioral Health Administration is reviewing this matter carefully. Because this is a personnel issue, we have no further comment at this time." Neither the Attorney General's office press release nor the court filings address Solace's subsequent state employment. The Sun is the only public source for the Behavioral Health Administration hire and for the placement on administrative leave. And now, Kim's perspective. Trust is the substrate of charitable giving. A donor wrote checks to help abused and neglected children, and according to the state, the executive director of the nonprofit redirected those checks into her own bank account. The settlement returned $66,000 to CASA, but the broader cost is harder to recover. Every donor in Colorado now has one more reason to wonder whether the money will reach the children it was meant to help. The harder question for the Polis administration is how someone under active state investigation for charitable fraud was hired into a deputy commissioner role at the Behavioral Health Administration, and why she was only placed on leave after the Attorney General made the case public. Coloradans deserve a straight answer about what the Behavioral Health Administration knew and when. This article is available at kiminson.com. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Colorado News Briefing.